white speech convention.
Fuck yeah.
Do not call this number unless you wrote it for Trump. God damn it.
Shut up. I want you to be happy. Fuck you. Shut up.
Actually, I'm not a Trump supporter.
Shut up.
Obama ruined this fucking country.
Shut up.
Stop breaking my fucking ball.
Shut up.
Hey, what happened?
I don't know who the fuck this is. Why don't you come to my address and say something, motherfucker?
Shut up.
Stop breaking my fucking ball,
fucker. Shut up.
Hey, what happened?
My wife is in danger now.
Hey, what happened?
Fucker.
Hey, what happened?
Fucker. Following me. That's what happened.
Shut up.
Fuck. I don't know who you are, man. Who is this?
Why would you believe any of this?
Shut up.
I've been asleep.
Shut up.
9:30.
Shut up.
Well, ma'am, the gentleman, he's
the gentleman? Who is the fucking gentleman?
Well, ma'am, please bring it down a notch.
Don't forget, you gotta get your green card from me, fuck.
Shut up.
Alright?
What can happen?
What the fuck? Who the fuck are you, man?
Shut up.
What kind of car are you looking for, dummy?
Dodge Neon. Green. Soft, bitch.
We ain't got no damn Dodge Neon here, man.
What happened?
Don't you ever call here again, man. You understand me, bitch?
I'll fucking kill
your ass, bitch. You understand me?
Don't you call this
motherfucker again, man. Bring your punk ass over here, man. Talking that shit. Bring your ass over here. 320.
Shut up.
What happened?
I give you the address, punk. Bring your punk ass over here, man.
Shut up.
Bring your punk ass over here, man.
Bring your punk ass here, nigga.
Shut up. Bring your punk ass here.
Is that a trailer?
Please. So I can beat the shit out of you, and then buy me some lunch and drink off of you, bitch.
What happened?
Bring your bitch ass here.
What happened?
Bring your bitch ass here, man. I don't know what happened. Bring your bitch ass here.
I just Google Earth at the trailer.
Bring your bitch ass here, man.
Are you in the trailer?
Shut the fuck up.
Shut up.
Don't call me anymore.
Shut up.
You should put the fuck on your pants to get pleasure from me calling.
Fuck you.
Shut up.
What happened?
It's a green car, sir.
It's a green car. Are you ignorant, man?
I don't know what a green car. You gotta tell me what kind of car you talking about, man.
Green car. The color is green, man.
Yeah, dummy. I know the color is green. What kind of car, dummy?
Shut up.
Don't call here no more, man. Don't call here no more, man.
Shut up.
Don't call here no more. Don't call here no more, man. All right?
Yeah, what do you want?
Don't call.
Hey, what happened?
Fuck you.
No, fuck you, motherfucker, you piece of fucking shit.
Shut up.
Don't ever call me again, goddamn cunt.
Don't touch me. Shut up.
Fuck you.
You don't call me
fuck
a cunt.
You
don't call
fuck
me a cunt.
You.
Don't call me a cunt.
Fuck you. Fuck you, cunt.
Shut up.
Don't ever call me again, you piece of fucking shit.
Shut up.
You eat your mother's asshole with that mouth?
Oh, I will.
I'm not allowed to swear on this line, sir.
You motherfucker, dick. Cunt, fucking piece of shit. Shut up. I love this country. Shut up. I do love this country. Shut up. I love this country. Shut up. I do love this country.
Shut up. Shut up.
My name is Dwight. I'm here to do calls for you guys. Hi, how are you? I feel fantastic today. Nah, that's a fucking lie. I contemplated not doing a show tonight. I have a pinched nerve right in this fucking shoulder that will not let go. It's been keeping me up at night, so I don't sleep fucking well. So now people are going to feel the wrath of my tongue lashings. It's all over for them. Give me a moment here. I'm going to bring up the Skypes. The Skype-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee Pipe, how you doing there? How you doing there, guys?
Hi.
Hey, boppity boo boo. Boppity boo boo. Bippity boppity boo.
This is Leandro. How can I help you?
You say your name is what? What your name is?
Leandro.
Leandro. Okay, good,
yes,
good.
Sir.
Listen, we're sitting over at the table, me and my homeboys over here, and the meat boy is MIA. We can't find the meat boy.
The meat boy? What?
Yeah, you know the guy that walks around with the meats?
Yes.
The meat boy.
Which one?
I don't know. I flipped the coin. You know the coin you guys give us?
Yes.
Yeah, I flipped my coin like 15 minutes ago, but he walked by with an attitude problem and he looked at me disgusting just because I kissed my boyfriend.
Where are you?
I'm at the table.
What table are you at? Which section
are you at? I don't know how. I was like, how do I know what section I'm in? I mean, they just brought me to the table.
Let me see right here.
Right here. I got my hand up. I'm waving right here. You see me? Right here. Right here. Come on. Hello? You see me?
Yes, sir.
All right, that's me. Got my hand up.
What?
Right here. Right here. Oh, you walked right past me. Ah.
Where are you?
Right here. I got my hand up. Right. You see me? I see you. You're looking the opposite way. Right here. Right here. See me?
Which one?
Oh, no, you're looking. Okay. A little more to the left. Look a little more to the left. Right here.
I don't know.
Right here. I got my hand up.
I tried to find.
Do you see me?
No.
Well, what do we? Okay. Can you just tell the meat boy to come over here?
You are here in Casa de Brasil, señor.
Yeah. We come here for the beefs, and the meat boy is being all stingy.
Where are you? I cannot see you. You see me?
Yeah, I have my hand up. See, my hand's up. I got my hand in the air, and I'm waving it like I just don't care. See? Look at my hand. I'm waving it all wild. Look at this. I don't even care that my hand's up right now.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm over here with Cheeseburgers 747. We're celebrating 2 months together. I kissed him on the mouth right in front of the waiter, the little meat boy, and then he acted all disgusted towards me. He's like, you're gross.
But you are how many people in your table?
Five.
Five people?
We've got five meat consumers. Someone tried offering us some green shit over here, too, and we were disgusted. We said, hey, you bring us the red or nothing? We said, red. Bring us the red.
Sir, but you are here in Casa de Brasil?
Yeah. I have my passport and everything. I got my hand up.
I cannot see you.
Right here. Do you see my hand?
No.
Right here. Hang on. I'm standing up now and I got my hand up. You see me?
Can you come in here in front?
I can try. What is the matter? Nobody seems to be able to see me. The meat boy won't bring me meats. You say you can't see me. Is it because I'm gay?
I don't know. What are you?
Yeah, are you saying you can't see me because I have a boyfriend?
Okay.
Should I flash my headlights? I mean, I talked into the board. Which window do I pull around to? Window 1 or window 2? Which one do I pay at?
Sir, are you kidding me with me?
What do you mean? Which window do I pull up to?
Where are you?
I'm in the drive-thru.
Where are you?
I'm in the drive-thru. Window 1 or window 2? I'm in the car.
Oh, in the car?
Yeah, which window do I pull up to get my meats?
You outside?
Yeah, I'm in the drive-thru.
Oh, you in the drive-thru?
Yeah, the drive-thru.
Okay.
I'm flashing my headlights. I'm honking. I can honk my horn if you want.
Tell me where are you?
The drive-thru is very busy. You guys
are
not helping. I'm in the drive-thru. Should I honk more?
I think you are the wrong restaurant, sir.
Oh, these people are pissed out here because you guys are so slow in the drive-thru.
Yeah.
Come on,
right
come on, come on. Come on, chinga tamari way, you puto. Come on. Ah. Come on, cabron.
Right?
Yeah, come on to the drive-thru. Come outside. You stupid little monkey. Yeah, in the drive-thru, you stupid little monkey. Come on, maricon. Serve me, maricon. Puto.
Right, sir.
Come on.
Do you have a reservation, sir, tonight?
At the drive-thru, don't be ridiculous.
We don't have a drive-thru.
I'm in, well, where am I then? I'm in the drive-thru.
Yeah.
Yeah?
You are in the drive-thru?
Yeah, I'm in the drive-thru, motherfucker.
Hold on 1 second, sir.
Come on here, motherfucker. These people are getting mad.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, we're outside.
You're in the traffic light?
No, the drive thru. Which window? These guys are mad. Yeah, these guys are mad out here. We're in the drive thru here.
Drive thru?
Yeah.
We don't have a drive thru, sir.
Well, why didn't that asshole just say that? Instead of, you know, making all these problems for me.
Oh, he said it.
He said what?
He said we don't have a drive-thru.
When did he say this? Huh? Is it before or after he said maricón and then he took my card? He took my credit card.
What do you mean, sir?
He took my credit card. He took my whole wallet. He took my green card. He took my red card.
Who did that?
Took my blue card.
Sir, I think you have a
took my card
number,
card.
Have a good night, sir.
I'm drunk in the drive-thru. I'm drunk. He took my Twix. Alright, he's gone.
He took my payday bar and my Twix bar.
I'm not myself because he took my Snickers. You know what I'm saying? He took my Snickers.
Slim Jim, man.
There we go. I keep messing with the camera because I did some fixing. I changed the resolution of the camera, so I don't know if it's crisper or not for the webcam for my face. But I changed that. I changed it to a higher resolution. We'll see how it works. We do have a very special throne alert tonight. I feel this is going to get abused, but I'm going to give you a little taste. All right, where is it? All right, here it is. This is the new Throne Alert, so when there's a contribution or a straight-out purchase through Throne tonight, this is what the Throne Alert's going to be. I'm going to warn you, it's a little long. It's a little raunchy. Like, if you have children that are listening to the show, please tell them to go to the other room. Here's
I'm
what's,
listening.
Oh, hey, Ted. Hey, motherfucker.
I'm a child. Don't play it.
Okay. Watch this. This is what's going to play tonight. When we do the throne alert.
Keep talking. You're so hot when you're angry. Oh, yeah. No. It feels good. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, baby.
That's your throne alert tonight.
Somebody sounds pretty horny.
That's gonna be playing down the pipe tonight at callers. That's gonna be great. Hi, is this Fuego de Chaba, the Brazil place, the steakhouse?
Yes.
Yeah. Where we've been sitting here for 10 minutes. Where's the meat boy?
What table are you at? What area?
I don't know how to describe it to you. We've eaten our first round of meats, and so we're trying to flag down the meat boy for a second go-around.
Yeah, for sure. What was the name on that reservation?
The last name is Johnson. And, like, when he came around last time, because I wore some ill-fitting pants, and so I had to undo the top buckle on my pants, and he said he was not coming back until I zipped my pants back up.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, well, I wore these tight pants. These pants used to fit last year, but I've gained about 35 pounds of breakup weight. And so I had to undo the buckle, and I had to unzip and take the belt and unloosen the belt so I could fit more food. And he said he's not coming back because he said he could see my penis and balls. But we need a refill on the meats.
What was the name of that reservation?
Johnson, Johnson.
All right, give me 1 second,
okay? Okay, because he just made me feel really judged and insecure. I mean, I know I'm a fat motherfucker. Like, there's no getting around that. But, like, he didn't have to point it out in front of all these people. These are my coworkers.
All right, give me 1 second,
My money's green, too, just like my gangrene leg. All right,
give me 1 second.
My leg right now literally looks like one of those tomahawk steaks that's been sitting out and is just went totally bad and just mold all over it.
Okay, I'll be right back with you.
About how long? Because my leg, I don't know how long the stench will actually last in here without people being able to smell it.
What's wrong with your eating habits? Why are you gaining 35 pounds?
Because I keep trying to eat my rancid leg.
Oh, we're going to take care of that. You putting all these cookies and candies and meats in your mouth. You're going to gain the weight from the thin air, you know.
But Reese's Reese's Pieces have proteins.
You're not a malnourished.
I am too. That's my argument back to that. I am too.
Ma'am?
Hope she comes back soon. She's really wasting my motherfucking time. Where is it? Where I need the sound, but I'm waiting for this woman. Where's the rim shot sound? I know I got it. Damn it. I hope I find it before she comes back. Got that one. We've also got this one.
That's a huge bitch.
Rimshot should not be this far down. There it is. Boom! Got it. That's what I was looking for.
Rimshot was the name of Ernest's dog.
It was.
It was a jail.
I think he changed it to Rimshot after he was out in public. He got in trouble for yelling Rimjob, which was his initial name. Rimjob, come back here, Rimjob. I need you, Rimjob. Pierce wants to know what my go-to keto dinner is. I don't really have one. Like, I don't know. If I'm going to be lazy, I'll just make a fucking sandwich. Or I get the low-carb hot dog buns, and I get the Oscar Mayer Smokies is what I believe they are. They're a no-carb, like a sausage dog. There's one carb in the bun. And then I do sugar-free ketchup and a squirt of mustard. And it's a nice, like, one carb each little snacky snack. If I'm going to cook, I'll cook. Like, I made some keto chili yesterday or Friday. And then I ate the chili, and then I also made chili dogs. So I used the keto buns, you know, the whole thing I just told you about. But I put the fucking keto chili on it, and I had chili dogs. I had homemade chili dogs. That was the shit. That was fucking good. Chicken meatballs is always fucking good. You know, mix in a little, instead of using breadcrumbs, you a little Parmesan cheese up in that bitch. I put a little onion, a little jalapeno, an egg. You don't bind that up. Air fry it. A little buffalo sauce. May have like a little buffalo chicken fucking meatballs. You doing some keto now?
Where is this bitch?
I don't know. I don't even think she's coming back. She's probably listening to my ideas. Ma'am, you can't steal my recipes, okay? Because you people are substandard motherfucker.
And we need a royalty every time you make it.
What is your worst you've been constipated? I don't get constipated. I take CMOS capsules. I heard keto, you can get constipated like a motherfucker. I do have a go-to meal. It's a pizza bowl. If you get bound up though, that motherfucker within an hour or two, you'll be moving, and it's because of all the grease that's in it. Let's see here. What is your code? I'll just show you some. Damn, how can I do this? Because I don't want to show the conversation. You know what? I think I got it in the food section of. Give me a second. Food roasting. Yeah, I've got some stuff in here. All right, here we go. There we go. So this was This is a cheesecake that I made, and then I melted some dark chocolate, sugar-free dark chocolate down, and I put some pecans on it. I don't have another view of it, which sucks. This was a tri-tip with some Brussels sprouts, a little bit of onion, and I think I had turnips underneath that I put into the Instapot. That was very delicious. That was good yum-yums. Here's another view of that cheesecake. Yep, there's that keto cheesecake. It's a chocolate no-bake cheesecake I made. Very good there. It's another picture of it. yeah, very, very tasty, very rich. You cannot eat a whole lot of it. Yeah, here was it out of the springform pan. So there's that. What else? If I scroll up here. Da, 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 da. Oh, this was a chicken breast that I filleted. And this, the breading is a ghost pepper jack pork rinds that I found at Walmart. I ground them down into breading, made them into a chicken fillet. To a fillet. This is some Korean hot sauce I put on there. And these are turnip fries. I've got a little fry press that people have bought on Throne, matter of fact. I make some little fries. And I was doing, you can see right here in the air fryer, I was doing up some broccoli as well. Let's see, we'll scroll up a little more. Let's see what else I posted recently. And again, this is all in the food roasting section of the Dwight Cord. Oh, we can play this.
I don't eat the curry. I haven't really ate nothing since I've been here.
You're not gonna fade away. You're gonna be fine.
I still have to eat something.
No. Eating the food that belongs to the next 4 years ahead of time. So if you don't eat, it's gonna be all right. And you're away. Body got the reserve.
Oh, boy. Yeah, Dr. No.
You eat the food that belongs to the next 4 years. That's some savage.
Here's some little, right, some little, what were these? These were lemon poppy seed bundt cakes. It was a recipe for a big pan. I didn't have a big silicone pan, so I had mini ones. And before you start talking about jizz and shit, it's not jizz. That's a lemon cream sauce that I made. And shut up. So see, it's very good. I made those.
Very good.
Yeah, they're just a nice little desserts. That might be everything I posted. I don't post a whole lot of shit.
You ever put some mustard Dijon?
Let's go back to live. What do you put in your chili? I usually do diced up jalapeno, a little onion, garlic. You get those sauteed, you throw your meat in, get that all cooked up, drain off your grease. Then it's a small can of tomato paste. You get that nice and incorporated. Two cans of fire roasted tomatoes, diced tomatoes, bop. You let that marinate a little bit. And then you put in your spices. I usually do like chili powder, cumin, paprika, a little salt, a little pepper, a little garlic salt, onion salt. Let that all marinate up. And then you get some beef broth and you put in just enough to cover the top of the meat. And you let that simmer on medium for like 45 minutes if you can. 45 minutes to an hour. And it reduces the liquid down. It makes a nice chili sauce. It's very good. Very simple to make. And it's really quick. Doesn't require a lot of attention.
Hello?
Hi. Is Willett around?
Oh, no, Willick. Oh, I don't know Willick.
Okay. No. Who is you is then? What your name is?
Oh, I don't know.
What your, what your name is? She hung up. Hang on. I want to get to the bottom of this. She sounded a little hyperactive. Yeah, it wasn't the person I'm looking for, but I'd like to speak with her.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, this is Carter. Sorry, y'all just got played. I'm either at school or
Hey, Carter. Don't be playing no motherfucking games on the voicemail, bro. You ever heard of that new game out? Everybody's playing this game. It's the next Pokemon Go. It's called Fuck Carter. Fuck you, you little bitch.
He played you, dog.
Fuck him. Fuck him.
Thank you for calling, Chef Chai. How can I help you?
Hi. I was calling. I understand that you were trying to hire somebody that's a hybrid type of person. You were asking someone to cook and wash dishes, and I can do both.
We're just looking for dishwasher.
Yeah. Okay, but it said dishwasher cook in the advertisement.
Dishwasher and cook. We need one dishwasher and one cook.
Okay, but what if I could do both?
You can come in.
Yeah.
Okay, but which position pays more, I guess, is what I should ask.
They're fine the same.
So being a dishwasher and a cook pays the same?
Yeah.
Man, you guys are fucking savage. I love it. But if I could do both at the same time, could I get double pay? Hello?
Are you going to work double hours?
Well, yeah. I mean, I can run over, scrub some dishes. Then I could run over when the food is ready, you know, say like the fish was ready. I'd run over, I'd flip the fish, I'd go back, I'd run the dishwasher again.
You do one or another.
But I can do both because I'm an American and I have long arms. And if you'd like, if it sweetens the deal, I could come in and I could wear tight shorts, tight jeans when I work, and then I could bend over and pose for you. But, it, you know, I ain't gay, though. That did it for him. That did it for him. All right. He ain't going to hire me. He don't like me.
You should have never told him you ain't gay. Yeah. You lost him now.
I like the fact that he's like, you going to do double hours?
Yeah, boy, made sure you got that. Slave driver.
But for him to be like, hey, it doesn't matter. Whoever washes dishes and cooks the food, it's the same pay. Well, I'll go wash the fucking dishes then. It's less responsibility if I'm getting the same pay.
He said starting pay. Maybe that could be the difference.
But that still shouldn't be starting. The dishwasher and the cook should not even be equal on starting pay. Fuck that guy. Fuck him.
You should call him back and ask him if you could work from home.
Can I do this job from home?
Yeah, ask him.
I want to be like the UAW people right now that they're negotiating, like they want to like a 40 some odd percent raise bump, and they want to work less hours. They want to work 32 hours instead of 40 and get a raise. Like fuck that.
Hey, Miss General, Red Shoe.
Who the fuck's this?
Can we discuss this?
No. Why? Can we fucking discuss what, dude?
There's a stalker that has our numbers, and
I don't give a fuck who's got our numbers, man.
Miss General, Red Shoe.
Don't call.
Hello.
All right, so that was him. Maybe we should give him a dial back. All right.
Hello.
Hey, you call here? What's the matter? What's the matter with you using that language around here?
Shut the fuck up, you bitch-ass motherfucker. You call me back or call my daughter back? I'll fucking call
I ain't calling no daughter, motherfucker, you. Motherfucker, what? Asshole, you.
You want to get a dick in the ass, boy?
Hey, listen, I did prison time, and I don't care if I go back, motherfucker.
Who the fuck? You don't do prison time, you pussy-ass motherfucker. You
listen to you.
Submitting.
Listen to you. You probably still vote for Trump after 4 indictments, asshole, you.
Oh, yeah, he'd fuck you in the ass, too, bro.
No. Listen, he's going to jail. He's going to prison. He can get butt-fucked, and Joe Biden's going to reign supreme forever. Fuck you.
Shit. I love getting butt-fucked. How about you get butt-fucked, motherfucker?
Hey, listen, I ain't gay. I ain't gay, but I'll fuck to survive in prison. I don't even care.
Hey, I tell you what. You call back again and talk to my daughter like that?
Shut up.
I'm going to crawl through this goddamn phone.
Shut up. You ain't no soldier dog. You ain't no soldier dog.
I'll stick a knife in your fucking throat, rip you from the inside out, bitch. How about that, motherfucker? I'll find your ass. I'll kill your ass.
You can't do shit. You're weak. You weak. Sock check, bro. Well, that means I gotta call him back, right?
Yeah, I need to call back as Sebastian and say, you're being very aggressive.
Yeah. All right, let's call back.
Hello, Pinky.
Listen, you ain't no soldier dog, all right? I'm going to tell you that, number one.
Hello,
shut up.
Can I block, who is
shut he? Up. Shut up. You want to be my cellmate?
Hello?
Shut up.
Hello, who is he?
Shut up.
Are you calling me? Who is he?
Shut up.
Are you calling me from where? Who is he?
Shut up.
Hello?
Shut up.
Who is he? Are you repeat, man?
Shut up.
Are you on repeat, man?
No, shut up. Hello, ass. I wasn't sure if it was one of those fake-ass voicemails, so that's why I kept saying shut up.
At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hello?
Hey.
I'm trying to reach Sonia. This is Cross the Third. I understand you own a business named Triple Cross. And I'm calling to notify you that I'm going to be suing you on the basis of the name of your restaurant. You're going to have to change that as soon as possible, and I'm going to need documentation that you have changed that. If I have that by Wednesday, I will go ahead and drop the lawsuit. But you cannot infringe upon my name. I am Cross the Third. And you triple cross me, okay? You can't be doing this. You a bitch. Bye. You're a bitch.
You're a bitch, bye.
Oh, I left music on that whole time too.
Hello, it's like.
Hi, we're six big Americans and we're trying to get transport, please.
From where?
Well, we're at the airport.
And where is it you're going to?
We're going to go to the Marriott.
One moment.
Eve?
Yeah.
Does she have Febreze in the car? Because I'm a little fat in the ass and I sweat a lot.
Yeah, ma'am. We've been on a long flight. Do they have anything we'll be able to spray on ourselves?
Like Febreze or poop?
Thank you for your call. Please rate your experience from 1 to 5 using your keypad.
Oh, I forgot to. One.
Oh,
and they left.
Very bad experience.
Hello, hi. We're six big Americans that just got hung up on. We need transportation from the airport to the Marriott with our guide dogs. We're blind.
All right. How many are you?
Six. And then we have six dogs as well. Six dogs, six men.
Six dogs.
Yeah, we're blind.
1 minute. Guide dogs. Six guide dogs. They're American tourists. One taxi from the airport.
Yep, correct.
Can't cover? Sorry, at the moment, unfortunately, we wouldn't be able to cover that. I can recommend you another company and give you a number. They might be able to.
Could you send two taxis? We could split ourselves up. Because the one dog, if it's next to the other dog, it has a tendency to vomit
saying,
on the
can
cars.
Can you send two taxis then? The problem is they've got dogs. Guide dogs. Because they are blind and they came from America as tourists.
Yeah, we're all blind. We're blind
Speaking
tourists.
They're going to Marriott.
Yep, we're blind tourists,
blind
and
tourists.
The one is fat in the ass.
Six people and six dogs. Are the dogs like big in size or like small dogs?
Yeah. Cujo is quite large.
Yeah, they're American pit bulls.
American pit bulls.
Yeah,
so shall I book them two or just one?
But Ted here has to get fancy. Ted had to bring his Great Dane.
All right. One minute, mate. So which terminal you are at?
We're at Terminal S.
One.
Yeah, Terminal S1.
Terminal 1?
Yeah.
Terminal 1. All right. And you're going to Marriott?
I'm going to need one of the wider wheelchairs because I'm a little fat in the ass.
Are you going to AC Marriott or just Marriott?
AC.
AC Marriott, which one, sir?
We're not sure. They just gave us, they said here, they gave us a map, and then there's a big X, and there's like little dots from the airport. Like little slashes.
They don't Lassie. Know which Marriott they go into.
Lassie's chewing on my dead leg. Lassie, stop it.
One minute.
I don't have any feeling in that leg, and Lassie's chewing on it.
AC Marriott.
What's that, Lassie? Timmy fell down the well?
No, they're gonna get picked up from Terminal 2, and they wanna go to AC Marriott. There is one AC Marriott in Deansgate, if that's the one
that's
you're
the
talking
one.
About.
Yeah, that's the one.
That's the one? All right. Yeah, that's the one. Deansgate. Yeah. So, Deansgate.
Yep.
So yeah, you can still show the map to driver when he comes to pick you up, right? So
he
takes you to the right hotel.
We have
okay?
we have a pirate map.
You have a pirate map?
Yes.
Yeah,
I think he'll figure it out. So you want two taxis that can take dogs as well. So, pet taxis. All right, can I have the name?
Yeah, go ahead.
Captain Jack Sparrow, Captain.
No, real name, please.
No, my name is Captain Jack.
His parents were really into Pirates of the Caribbean.
Captain Jack.
Captain Jack.
Yeah, his middle name's Jack. His name is Captain
Jack Sparrow.
His real name is Captain Johnson, but it's Captain Jack Johnson.
Jack Johnson. Right. Yeah. All right. So, Terminal 1, going to Marriott Hotel Deansgate. I'll send you two taxis as soon as possible, okay?
Okay.
Is that the only mobile number we have? Do you have any British mobile number?
I forgot. We have horses, too. We have about 6 horses to go with the dog.
You got 6 what?
Horses.
Nah, I think now you are messing it up.
No.
Yeah, that's what I think, because now they think they got 6.
No, because the dogs get tired.
Sorry, sir, we wouldn't be able to cover that.
Oh, you're not being helpful.
I'm really sorry.
When the dogs get tired, then the horses have to carry the dogs.
Yeah, but we can't take horses in the cab, you know.
And then we have elephants.
You can strap.
When the dogs get tired.
Just get on the horses and go to Marriott. Thank you.
And then when we all get tired, we'd ride your mother.
Thank you for your call. Please rate your experience from 1 to
that's
5
a,
using
that's
your
a keypad. 5. We get a 5 for him, yeah. That's a 5. That's a 5. All right, so here's the update to the text conversation going on. So this person said, who is this? It's 10 p.m. I responded promptly, it's 10 p.m. Fuck you. They said, who is this? Why are you calling me? So I responded with, stop calling me. He says, I didn't, jackass. You called me twice. So I just responded just now, yeah? Then why the fuck didn't you answer? So I'm waiting to see what they say back. We're having quite the nice little conversation here.
Hello.
Hi, we're American Travelers looking for transportation.
You can ride your horse to the hotel, can't you?
I'm sorry?
I get in a camel.
Yeah, get on the fucking elephant and go.
Ma'am?
That's not nice.
We'll take a llama.
Why is she inviting us to ride on her? Are you the elephant?
Ride your horse.
Are you the elephant?
You've got the elephant.
Are you the elephant? Did I fuck you?
Nah, not really.
Because you can't handle this big American dick.
Really?
Yeah, because I'm big American and important, and we're about to take over your country. Hail Donald Trump 2024.
Yeah, big backs give us big dicks. That's what they call it.
We eat red meat here in America. We don't fuck around.
Really?
You Northern English are a bunch of inbreds, a bunch of ponces.
And America's not?
Nope.
We're all smarts here.
Well, how come you all came from England in the first place?
Yeah, and we were smart enough to leave.
No, my family came from Italy.
Yeah, we kicked your ass in World War I.
You better poke back them ditchers in your face there, Pappy.
So what are you doing to my horses? What's happening?
Are you in America still?
No.
Where the fuck are
you? I'm on a boat.
Because you're not in the
fucking house. Shetland
Pirates. I'm on a boat with the Queen. Yeah.
The Queen's dead, you weirdo.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't think she was alive.
Yeah, we're still on the boat with her. We brought the golden trolley with us, turned it into a boat.
I'm bringing the Queen to the Ark of the Covenant, and I'm going to open it. She's going to come back to life.
I still can't believe that she's talking shit after we saved their very existence in World War I and II. And then we showed them mercy during the Civil War.
Long live King Sunak.
Ma'am, could you fetch us a torch so we can find our way to the fancy dress party?
What?
Can you fetch a torch so you can find your way to the fancy dress party?
No.
Remember when we totally annihilated you in 1812 and then we forgave you and then we started fucking all your women?
Why you gotta bring up old shit?
Do you like having an Indian king? How does it feel to have an Indian king?
Bentwood king.
Hello? This is King Sunak. Oh, hail.
How do you feel about Benny Hill? Yeah.
Who's that?
Benny Hill. You think he's funny?
I don't know who that is.
Oh my gosh, Fox? He's a treasure. You don't know your history,
lady? And now she's gonna be like, I don't know who David Beckham is either. Oh, I don't know who David Beckham.
That's the old guy Benny Hill is.
Benny Hill's the weirdo who ran around the stage touching girls' bottoms. We would have got canceled in Me Too.
Thank you. I'm gonna leave this on our voicemail. This
is Rashida Kyler, and I do apologize for not being able to personally greet you at this time. Please leave a message, and I'll be sure to contact you as soon as possible. Have a wonderful day.
Keep talking. You're so hot when you're angry. Oh, yeah, no, it feels good. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, baby. Keep talking. You're so hot when you're angry. Oh, yeah, no, it feels good. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, baby.
All right, so that just went on her, that's on her voicemail. So enjoy that.
Hello?
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 Hi, I'm sorry. I'm calling from Comcast. I understand that you were having a problem. I was looking for Kirk.
Wrong number.
Oh, well, maybe you're a man who's a woman now? Did I dead name you? What happened?
I have no idea. All I know is I live in South Carolina and I do not have Comcast.
Okay, can you check your pants to see if there's a penis in there? Yeah, she's checking. I think she dropped the phone.
Hello.
Hey, is that Dale?
Yes, sir.
Hey, buddy, how you doing? This is Dwight calling from over here at T-Mobile.
Hey, what's going on, Dwight?
Well, I guess better than what you were earlier. I mean, I heard that you were having a hell of a debacle at our store.
Oh, yes, sir.
Oh, you want to give me a little rundown about it? Because I talked to some of the employees at that location, and they told me that everything was smooth all day. They said they had no complaints and no type of kerfuffles or anything like that.
Well, I walked in there, and I gave them my name, and there was one lady that was ahead of me, mm-hmm. and there was two people on the floor. I sat there for 40 minutes like that, and after 40 minutes with only two people, just one lady ahead of me, but the lady was up there, and man, they're just two people, and if I saw people coming from the back, walk out there, they walk back in, some more people walk back out, walk back in, and then people, I sat there literally 40 minutes. I was like, you know what? All I did was want to pay a bill. So for 40 minutes to sit there with nobody else in the store, it was quite ridiculous to me.
Okay, so and the people that were on the floor, were they obstructing any type of flow through the store? Like, I don't understand why they had people laying on the floor. But was that possibly, were they attending to those people? Or?
Oh, yeah. There was one person that was with one lady, and then another guy that was, I mean, it seemed like he was having a conversation with that was joking around, you know what I mean? In other words, they wasn't talking business. They were talking, you know, and then, you know, he might have done something.
So
personal
business?
Yeah. Like I said, just he didn't concentrate on getting him and getting to the next customer. You know what I mean? It was more like they were you know, like, hey, we're going fishing tomorrow or whatever. And I'm not saying that's what it was, but.
And did you talk? You know, did you talk to someone before you left the store?
No, no, I just got up and left. I got up and
keep
left.
Talking. You're so hot when you're angry. Oh yeah, no, it feels good. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah, baby.
I'm sorry, I'm working from home this week. So you said you were able to speak to someone?
No, I didn't. I didn't speak to nobody. I just got up and left.
You just left. Okay.
Yeah, I just got up and left.
Okay. And were you? Did you utilize the online bill pay?
I came home. Someone said just get online and did it. So I got the app and just paid it. And it took me like 2 minutes.
Okay. So not to insinuate that this is your fault in any way or anything like that. Was there a reason that you chose to go into the store? Were you nearby or something like that, that you chose to go into the store to pay the bill rather than doing it online?
No, I always go in that store. I've been in there 30 times and, you know, I bought my phone over there and everything.
Okay. And did you did you authorize them to put a nickname in here for you in the computer system?
A nickname?
Yeah.
No.
Cause I have here, let me pull this up. Okay, I do see Dale. The last name starts with a C, if I'm correct. And then correct. They put in, I guess where they would put the middle name, instead of a middle initial, they have Pinecone.
I have no idea where that came from, and I don't know nothing about that.
Okay, let me see here. Let me read the notes down here. This Pinecone came in to pay his bill on several occasions. Always tries to hand us coupons. And
keep talking. You're
guys,
so hot when you're angry.
Hey, guys, turn down Nickelodeon. Oh, I'm on the phone. No, I'm working tonight. Turn down Nickelodeon.
Yeah.
Turn it down.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, baby.
That got him the second time. The second time you definitely heard it. We might have to turn that down a little bit. I don't even know if they could hear me over it while it's going. Hang on.
Dude, it is so funny.
Sorry, I'm working from home today.
I can't believe he was set through the first one, man. That was beautiful.
The second one, he probably questioned whether he heard it right the first time. The second time, he's like, yeah, it is what I thought it was. I think we should probably try to call him back.
Yeah.
Hi, Dale. Sorry about that. I had to send my kids up to their room. They were playing GTA 5.
That didn't sound like kids to me.
No. They were playing a video game, Grand Theft Auto 5, and that was the background to the game. I sent them upstairs, so.
All right, so what's the purpose of this call? You want to find out if I wasn't happy? Yeah, I wasn't happy with the store.
Yeah, and what we could do, do you want me to refer to you as Dale or Pinecone?
I don't even know what Pinecone is.
They just have it notated in here, Pinecone.
I have no idea. I don't know what that is.
Okay. So what can we do better at this location? Because I'm going to have a coaching session with them on Monday. I'm actually going to have to fly out there and do a coaching session because you're not the only one that's had complaints about this location. So we're going to set them down. We're going to have about an hour, hour and a half little talk to see what we could do better.
How about people quit walking out from the back and they do so, like different people back there? And I've even asked them before, and they said, oh, those are the warranty people, or that's this, or that's that. This ain't the first time it's happened to me, but this is the first time I complained.
Okay, so not the first time it's happened. So they're basically, you're saying they're coming out of the back. They're not helping anybody, but then they see people waiting, and then they go back in.
They don't acknowledge you. They don't acknowledge you. They don't do nothing. They come out there and do whatever they do. Say hi to somebody else or something like that, and then go back in the back. And that's not just one, it's multiple people.
Okay, it's happened to multiple times. Sorry about if there's a bit of an echo. I've wandered to one of the other rooms. So how many times, how many occurrences would you say that this has happened?
At least four or five.
Four or five? All right. Would you say this is a monthly thing? Has it four or five months in a row? Sporadically? needs more fiber.
I would say it happens 85% of the time. There you go. Let's put it that way.
85%. All right. Mark this down, Dale. 85% pine cone. And it's your business usually paying bills? Are you buying accessories, upgrading, anything like that?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear what you said.
And you said, when you go in, is it generally bill pay, upgrade, buy an accessory, ease? Courtesy flush. Fucking
he's gonna have a story to tell.
I love how he didn't even mind you went in the other room. That's very courteous of him.
So let me turn off the echo here. Put it back to White Devil mode.
Asshole.
Yeah, all right. We're back in White Devil mode. We're at White Devil preloaded. I had to adjust to go to the echo. I was like, oh wait, I got the shits going, but I guess I better throw an echo on here to make it a little believable.
Hello.
Hi, I'm looking for Catherine, please.
Who's calling?
This is the Burger King. I'm calling about a complaint that you had.
Yes.
And I was just calling to touch base with you and see if we can't come to a resolution on your most recent visit.
Oh, I haven't
been back. I understand. I'm calling about the last visit that you made, and you said you had a substandard experience.
Oh, yeah. I sit back there and watch that woman take customer food from the table and put it back in a sack and give it to me.
Okay, so you're saying was this the front desk person, the person that was running the cash register, or just...
And the woman said, what happened was, sir, I placed the order, and you guys had ran out of the McDoubles that I think I wanted.
Uh-huh.
I mean, whatever it was, double something my grandkids wanted. And she told me to pull up, so I pulled up. It took her a little minute, so you know people get out and go in there and see what's taking so long. The cashier says, we're still waiting on me. I said, okay. So as I was standing there, this man came up to the counter and told this lady that he ordered bacon. So the lady took the meat back, and as she took the meat back and turned around, her man was coming. Her manager was coming around the corner. And when her manager was coming around the corner, he told this woman, this is a burger that comes from a customer. It comes from the customer. She kept stressing that. But the manager said, did you touch it? She said, I don't know. So the woman got a fact.
Okay.
In fact, she got a fact. And bagged the food up and called my order. And I looked at him and asked, you got to be losing your mind. Give me my money back.
Right.
I watched you do this.
And so, okay, so you're saying that a food that was prepared for somebody else, they had taken it. Obviously, you don't know the condition of it. Neither do we. And they took it and they bagged it up as if it was fresh food intended for you.
And gave it to me.
Okay.
Well, she tried to, but I'm having to be standing there looking at her, backing stuff up. And when she went to hand it to me, I asked her, I said, you must be losing your damn mind.
Okay. All right, and let me see here. I'm gonna document this real quick because I definitely want to keep this from happening again. And before this happened, how frequent of a customer were you at this location?
Almost every other day.
Every other day. Okay. Did you have a usual order that you was? Did you have like a go-to number meal, a drink meal?
The two McDoubles. And the fry. They always order that.
Okay, so you were getting you were getting Mac doubles from us here at Burger King, all right?
Let's see. It's gonna give it to my pregnant grandbaby.
Pregnant.
That it will get the hospital to have a baby.
Okay, all right. And you do know that we cook these burgers medium rare. They're not really intended for the pregnants.
They wasn't.
Well, the burgers are cooked medium rare, So I don't know if they're intended for the pregnants. But
they ain't never heard of before. Burger King ain't never heard of before.
Oh, okay. That's fine. That's fine. All right. And let's see here. All right. What I can do for you, I'm going to reprimand these people because we definitely don't want them behaving in such a manner. They should have learned all of this through their food safety courses that, of course, taking random food off of tables and then giving them to customers is, number one, it's not safe. It's not a part of the food handler's class that they took. And also, we don't, even if it was safe, we wouldn't want them doing that. That is food that was intended for another person and then obviously discarded for some reasons. That person could be sick. They could be ill. They could have herpes. They could have all kinds of different diseases.
There you go.
Yeah, yeah. We can't be giving that out. So what I can do, how late are you usually up on any given night?
Well, I work at night.
Okay. Okay, got it. If you want to come through, we close at by the time we finish closing, packing everything up, cleaning, it's about 12:15. If you want to come through, we'll have a satchel of the leftover food at night as a compensation gift for you, and we'll be happy to give it to you like you're a rabid little raccoon at the back door.
Do what now?
Well, if you want to come to our back door at approximately 12:15, we'll go ahead and hand you a sack of burgers that were left over. And you can have them as if you're a little rabid raccoon.
No, thank you. Well, you from Los Angeles, California.
Well, I'm a regional manager, ma'am.
Well, I done moved to another town because I moved with my job.
Okay, well, if you want to, we can contact that local. We have long reaches here at the King of Burgers. And we can have them go ahead and throw in, because we discard some of the burgers. They have burnt buns. We'll give you like four or five burnt bun burgers. You can have those. We have like three or four sacks of day-old fries. We could put those into a bag for you. We have half-opened sauce packets. We could put those in there. We've got a melted Frosty that one of our workers got on a lunch break from Wendy's. We could put that in there for you. What else could we get for you?
I'm good, thank you. Just watch the workers.
Okay, and how closely should we watch the workers? Should we be putting tracking devices inside of their anal cavities like they do over at Amazon with Jeff Bezos?
I don't know, but the manager is trained for food safety, and she's trained to throw everything in the trash, just like you said. The man could have had anything.
Could have had herpes.
If I hadn't have been standing right there looking at you, I could have gotten sick. But thank God I didn't get sick.
Okay. And can I ask you, do you prefer chocolate ice cream or vanilla? You know, wink, wink.
I like chocolate more than I like vanilla. But I don't want any leftovers.
Okay. We can give you first dibs out of the ice cream machine. You know, the stuff that comes out after we bleach the inside, so you might have a little bit of a taste factor with that ice cream. But we can give you a bucket of ice cream, a bucket of chocolate with a little bit of bleach in it.
No.
Okay. And can you talk to my supervisor real quick and give him a heads up of a yes or no on a quick survey? It's a 2-minute survey.
Yes.
All right, here he is.
I'm masturbating right now.
You what?
Oh, yeah, baby.
You what?
Do you touch it?
Touch what?
You know, it. Touch it?
Touch what?
Ass.
Why the hell did y'all call me?
Keep talking. You're so hot when you're angry. No, it feels good. I'm masturbating right now.
So I hope you get what you want.
Yeah, baby.
Why is
that? 98.6.
No.
Do you touch it?
Touch what?
Oh.
you know what?
Keep talking. You're so hot when you're angry. Oh, yeah, no. It feels good. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, baby.
Hello? Did you give me good ratings?
Wait for this lawyer to get through fucking with y'all when you talking about you masturbating. Okay, this lawyer to get through fucking with y'all with y'all mass asses. Bye.
Your nasty ass is back.
Oh, yeah. Y'all nasty asses. Y'all nasty talking about your masturbating.
He said, I hope you're getting what you want out of this.
Oh, we definitely did. We got exactly what we wanted. That was a great response. Oh, yeah. I couldn't believe she kept staying on the phone. Touch it is right. Whew,
bring it to her lawyer.
Her lawyer's going to be like, you want me to sue them over what? To what now? What happened, Kat? What are you LOLing about?
The lady and how she ended that call.
Oh yeah, I didn't even want to interrupt her. That was such a clean, like, fucking, like, she was clear and precise. She was getting off the fucking phone right there, and she was gonna just leave it right there.
Hello.
Hey, how's it going? Is that Braulio?
Yes.
Hey, how you doing? So you guys are the ones just down the street from us, right? That you're doing the remodel.
Where are you from?
I'm just down the way here on County Dell Drive.
Oh, okay. Your number pulled up as California.
Oh, it's my cell phone number. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I'm just wondering.
Yeah. So you guys are down there doing the remodel, right?
Yeah.
Do you guys notice that they got some of the cement on the grass? The cement. The cement.
Uh huh.
The concrete. They got some on the grass.
I'm not sure where you're talking about.
But I was walking the other day. I was walking my dog, and I walked right by, and I could see they got some on the grass. Does the HOA know about this?
Yeah, there is no HOA.
Well, no, there's people charging me when I moved in. They said they were the HOA. I pay them a monthly fee every month.
Well, I've lived here for 10 years, and I haven't had no HOA fee.
There's no HOA?
No, there is no HOA. Whoever's charging you, they're ripping your money. I've lived here for 10 years.
Yeah, no, this person came and signed papers and said that I had like regulations aesthetically on how my house has to look on the outside and the grass and the lawn and everything. That's why I was just, I didn't know if they had come at you yet about the concrete that was on the grass.
Nope. Oh, that concrete's going to turn into grass. And I've been doing my remodel for 8 years. I've been pulling permits. Nobody's told me a thing.
Yeah, I saw that, like, you were making your house, like, I don't know if it was some type of alpha dominance thing that you were trying to do. You're making your house much bigger than everyone else's.
No, my house has stayed the same. I just changed the look of it.
Oh, okay. I get it.
Where is your address at? So, I mean, if you want to talk, we can talk in person.
I'm in 2201 is where I'm at.
2201.
Yeah,
Countrydale?
Yeah, and I just thought you thought you were better than us because you were making your house bigger and uglier than all of ours, and it's kind of out of place.
Oh, okay. I see what this is going to. Yeah, if you want to talk, I don't talk over the phone. If you want to insult or say anything else, you can tell me in person.
But I didn't insult you. I'm just saying there's cement on the grass. If I wanted to insult you, I'd call you a motherfucker.
Oh, keep talking. You're so hot when you're angry. Oh, yeah. No, it feels good.
That could be your wife. That could be your wife is what I'm trying to say to you. I'm asserting dominance over you.
Yeah, that's great, buddy. Good job.
No, it's no good job. Kat did it. I guarantee Kat did it. Because I saw her laughing her ass off before anything ever happened. I know it was Kat.
I never knew that was a lady for the longest time. I always thought it was a dude.
That's a fucking banshee is what that is.
Oh, okay.
There's no turning off the cha-ching. It's the warning. I don't even think there's a... Yeah, if there was a way to turn that off, First off, it used to do it when I used to change screens and come back to the live screen. He'd be like, cha-ching, and fucking just do it in the air.
Hi. We can't come to the phone right now, but we'll return your call just as soon as we can. Thank you. Goodbye.
Hello, George. George. Hello. George. George. Hello, George. Hello, George. George.
George, answer this goddamn phone.
Hello, George. George. Can you answer the phone? I'm out front stealing your Trump Pence sign. I took this old 2016 Trump Pence sign, this old relic, out of your yard. You don't answer the phone, I'm going to take it as consent that I could take it. Hello? Bill? All right, you forced me to be forced my hand, Bill.
Keep talking, you're so hot when you're angry. Oh, my God. Oh, no, it feels good.
George? George? All right. I don't mind that you scratched Pence's name off of this sign. I wouldn't mind taking it. All right. I'm gonna get it. All right. I've got your sign now. All right. I'm going to get in the car. That's a nice, comfy rental car. You won't be able to track me. This is a rental car, so don't even try. All right. Drive around my car. Rental car. Got a Trump Pence 2006. Oh, shit. Oh, motherfucker! George, call me back.
Beverly Hills, how can I help you?
Hi, I'm sitting like right now, we're at our table and we haven't seen the meat boy in like 15 minutes.
What's your name, sir?
My name is Dwight. And I mean, he keeps walking by, but like, you know how you have the coin to flip?
Yes.
Yeah, so
I'm sorry, what's the reservation under? The name of the reservation's under?
I don't know. My kids booked the reservation for me and my wife. I'm not sure who they booked it under. And okay. I don't know if they booked it under either one of us or if they booked it under them. They're my stepchildren.
Okay. How many people are in your party? I'm
just
trying to see where you're
seeing
who your server is.
Just two. Two. Yeah, we tried to flag down the meat boy and we couldn't get any meat from the boy.
Gosh, I'm trying to figure out where your table is so I can get, I can send my manager over.
Here, I'm putting my hand up right now. Do you see my hand? I have my hand up. Nice and tall, sit up straight. Got my hand up.
Which side are you seated?
Right here, waving my hand. This is me. Right here. I have my hand up. My wife has her hands up. Me, right here. Do you see me? I'm just trying to get this resolved because if my wife doesn't eat, I don't want a situation or an incident. We got banned from Sizzler because of the last time that people ignored her meat needs.
Okay, so yes, I'll
They didn't marinate the meat properly and it was dry and she chipped a hoof and then there was a whole incident.
Okay.
They put a lot of meat gristle in it.
Mm-hmm.
And then she couldn't digest it.
Mm-hmm. You're seated in the back, right? So you're not seated in the front.
No, in the back.
Okay. All right. I'll see if
we're at the table that we're at the table that's we're set right next to the people with a table full of those people.
Okay. All right. I'll walk over.
Okay. And can you have them reassigned, please, Sue? Can you have them took to another part of the restaurant? Oh, no. We started some shit. Get them out.
Hello.
Hello. I was looking for AA Ron.
Man, you got the wrong number.
You ain't pissed at American Airlines? Man, you got the wrong number. Well, he sounds...
That right there could be used as a sound clip.
he just needs another call back, I feel.
I told you, motherfucker.
Hey, motherfucker. Yeah, you hung up prematurely, asshole. You prematurely ejaculated off the phone.
I told you, phony. Don't fuck with me.
I told you long ago, phone. Not to fuck with me.
He's super pissy.
I'm going to call him back again. He ain't getting his third call. He didn't act like that. He wouldn't have got a third call.
Harold. And a brief message.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Harold's back? Harold! You're a loser.
At the tone, please continue recording. At the end of your message, press 1.
Harold! You're a loser. We love you. A little inside jokey joke. Yeah. Hi, Donna. Calling from over here at the Chase. We understand that you had a bad experience with one of our last reps. That was expressing some unprofessional emotions on the telephone. We wanted to let you know that we did have to discipline her. We gave her the option of being written up, which would be a permanent mark on her company file. Or we gave her the option that if we melted her Pokemon cards after she left, instead of writing her up, we decided to go ahead that route. Because she's one of those millennials type. They don't take work seriously. So after she left today, instead of writing her up, we melted down a whole stack of her Pokemon cards. All right. So we wanted to let you know that this matter has been resolved. But if you have any questions, you can call me back at this number. All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.